Finally today, we return to London and the answer to our GeoQuiz. The performance art space we asked you to name is the Barbican Centre. There's usually something for everyone there: visual art, music, theatre, and dance. What caught our ear today is the latest exhibit by French musician and artist Céleste Boursier-Mougenot. Imagine a small flock of zebra finches flying around, flashing their bright red beaks and chattering away. Now add a little birdseed, some electric guitars, and amplifiers. As the finches flutter around and perch on the guitar strings, they create music. Boursier-Mougenot didn't just use guitars. He also plays cymbals in the exhibit, turned upside down and filled with birdseed.
I try to organize a kind of contrast between, those little finches and the big heavy metal sound.
A YouTube video of the birds' haphazard music is making the rounds. It's already inspired a copycat to coat his own electric guitar with birdseed and hang it like a backyard feeder. The video even shows one finch wielding a twig like a guitar pick. But is it music or art? Well, Barbican curator Lydia Yee says call it anything you like. Just don't forget to have a little fun with it.
It is, I think, a bit of a parody of the rock guitarist. Rather than having a very macho guy wielding a Les Paul, we have very delicate little finches landing on them and producing as big a sound as any noise or metal guitarist could make.
The artist, Céleste Boursier-Mougenot, has a reputation for pushing the limits of art. He has, for instance, explored the space between noise and music by hooking up vacuum cleaners to harmonicas. And he says people's appreciation of art and music changes over time.
When I was 20 years old, people said, "This is not music, this is noise." And 30 years after, this is music, definitely. So we'll see. I think the worst way to go is to restrict what is music or not. I mean, the history will show us what is music.
Céleste Boursier-Mougenot's Musical Finches exhibit continues at The Curve at London's Barbican Centre until May. He's already planning his next creation. It involves 300 goldfishes and an underwater video cam. But that really is another story. That's our program today. You can find us online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.